My name is Terry Davis. I'm talking today to Victoria Delaney, who's coming into Popejoy Hall to play Sister in Sister's Christmas Catechism. Victoria, tell us, if you can, a little bit about the show.
The reason it's called Sister's Christmas Catechism, The Mystery of the Magi's Gold, is that Sister is a huge fan of the TV show Forensic Files. Mm-hmm. She's become a little overly addicted. And there's a Christmas mystery that she has always wanted to solve, and that is, we know the kings brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but whatever happened to the gold? And so Sister will use the opportunity, once we've created our living nativity, to solve that mystery.
And to create the living nativity, you actually include audience members.
Oh, we're going to cast them, absolutely. Cast audience members, interview them, dress them up. And we're going to stage a living nativity.
So there is a lot of audience involvement then in this show.
Yes, and I think that's the best part of the show. Every show is different. When the audience comes into the theater, it's as if they are in a classroom. And so the class is involved in the show. And a sister will not hesitate to confiscate gum if she sees it. Or, you know, if people are disruptive. I mean, of course, it's Christmas time and she doesn't want to have to punish people. But if it gets unruly, Sister will take action.
So no passing notes.
No passing notes, no talking to your neighbor, no using cell phones. Sister has no problem confiscating cell phones. I have 3 Blackberries and an iPhone right now.
Very nice.
Yes. You know, we send them off to the poor. They appreciate it.
Now, I understand that you actually have to sort of control the crowd then with what is known as the look.
Yes. yeah. Some people, because they've heard of the show, come in and really want to get out. They want to participate, and they can get really noisy and really out of control.
Yes.
And that's, you know, after all, we do have to remind people, it is theater. So I'm not asking people in any way to come and purposely misbehave, because sometimes you have that, and that can be too much. But, you know, if you're there and you're talking to your neighbor, or you're chewing gum, or doing things you shouldn't be, Sister is going to deal with it. I also, for some misbehaviors, had to have them come on stage and draw a circle on the chalkboard and have them put their nose in the circle of silence until they could behave.
Until they could, which...
Yeah, and there was a naughty chair. I mean, there's all of that.
Okay. We'll have to be on our best behavior.
Yes, it would be a good idea to be on your best behavior. And just like Oprah, Sister has gifts for everybody.
Very nice.
Yeah. She's not the only one who gets to do that. Sister does too.
I'm betting it's not a car.
It's something better. It's something better.
All right.
I think it's, you know, it's so holiday and fun, and we talk about some of the traditions of Christmas and where it comes from, and we sing songs, and it's, you know, it's very festive.
I understand that we'll find out why the candy cane is red and white.
Oh, my gosh, you'll find that out. You'll find Santa Claus's real identity. You'll find out where poinsettias come from. You'll find out where the manger comes from. You'll find out all of it. And then we learn a little bit about Mel Gibson as well. Just throw that in. So, yes, I think non-Catholics would also very much enjoy it.
One of the things that has come up as a concern here, actually, is it okay for Catholics?
Well, this is sort of like a little Valentine for Catholics. I think it's a great way to get into the Christmas season. It's not in any way, I would say, disrespectful. After each show, we take up a collection for the retired religious sisters because they have no retirement, and we've raised close to $3 million.
Wow.
When we take up collections, we like to give it back to the area.
Mm.
So I need to find out where there are retired religious sisters around Albuquerque. So the money I take up at the end will go to those sisters.
The word on the street is that you actually have been to Albuquerque many times.
Oh, I was hoping you would ask that. I love Albuquerque. Love, love, love it. Yes, I've been to Albuquerque many times, and I own a home in Albuquerque. Albuquerque is just terrific. I need a place that's a little wacky and has its own personality. And Albuquerque has that.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Well, Terry, I thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing everyone in Albuquerque. Do yourselves a favor. Come down and see Sister's Christmas Catechism. You will have a great time. It will totally put you in the spirit. And you'll learn a lot about our Christmas traditions.
That's Victoria Delaney, star of Sisters Christmas Catechism, coming to Popejoy Hall December 20th for two performances.